Enthusiastic fans cluster along a jetty near Crissy Field, peering through binoculars and telephoto lenses as the 72-foot catamarans race on the bay. On board, the massive winged sails groan as the boats zigzag between Alcatraz and the Golden Gate Bridge. I asked Valentina Ilaria for her theory on how sailboats can go faster than the wind.
With the sail on the wind, I don't know. I really don't know. I never thought about it, so.
That's an interesting question. Let me see.
Ray and Clayton Tom are from Redwood City.
Magic. Scientific magic. Clayton, answer that question.
I have no idea.
My son is here. He takes science classes.
Physics didn't exactly cover sails.
When you think about it, it does seem like sailboats are defying the laws of nature. But that's not what happens, says Steve Colley. He's an aerodynamics engineer for Emirates Team New Zealand.
The fundamental question of why we can actually go faster than the wind is really the answer is why not. In physics, we always talk about conservation of energy, where, you know, sure, we can't create energy, we can't produce magic that way, but there's no sort of parallel theorem of conservation of speed.
Sailboats use wind energy, but when a boat is moving, there are actually two different forms of wind that give the boat its speed. There's the actual breeze you feel when you're standing still and the wind's blowing, and there's a second type of breeze when there's no wind and you're moving. This is called apparent wind, and it works like this. So I'm outside my house. It's a day with absolutely no wind blowing, and I'm on my bicycle. And I'm going to start pedaling. And I'm going a little bit faster. I'm starting to get some speed. And now it feels like there's wind blowing in my face. There was no wind before, but now it feels like there's wind blowing in my face. That's apparent wind. I have conjured apparent wind. Woo! Sailboats harness both kinds of wind. And while the actual wind is pushing the boat, the apparent wind pulls or drags the boat. Margot Gerritsen is an engineering professor at Stanford. She says that the apparent wind comes into play when sailboats travel at an angle to the wind.
So now imagine that at this angle, the wind is doing two things. It's pushing, but there is also a part of this wind that is dragging the boat along a little bit. Now that dragging is done with this force called lift.
Lift is the same force that gets an airplane off the ground. In fact, the physics that allow an airplane to fly are the same physics that allow a sailboat to travel faster than the wind. The difference is that airplanes lift up off the ground and sailboats lift parallel to the ground, as if they're flying sideways. The hoist you might feel when an airplane takes off is not so different from the jostling sailors feel maneuvering one of these catamarans.
Really experienced sailors can feel this. They can sense changes in forces in the sail and know how to respond to it. But it's very precarious at times too, because you're trying to balance this benefit of the wind in these two different ways. And if you take a little bit more of one, you lose some of the other.
For KQED News, I'm Mike Osborne.